Do you know the word G-R-A-N-A-R-Y?
Granary, yes. I've read it. I know what it is.
Have you ever heard it used locally?
Mm-hmm. Not locally, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think there's a reason, because there's not a lot of grain raised other than corn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not primarily used for grain. It's used for vegetable, you know.
Oh.
As a fresh vegetable.
You already mentioned the upper part of the barn. You might say it again.
The loft.
Okay. If you had too much hay to store it all in the loft, then what might you make in the field of your leftover hay? With a pole in the center? Did they do this in your part of the world?
Hay.
Stack?
Haystack, yes, of course.
Okay. Okay, did you ever see one that had four poles and a sliding roof?
No.
Okay, very few people have. I don't actually think that that's in the South at all. When you first cut the hay, do you know what any names for the little piles of hay that they rake it up into?
No.
Did you raise hay at
No.
all?
We bought our hay.
Uh-huh. Did you ever keep your cows in any sort of shelter?
Barn.
Just in the barn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about horses?
Well, we never really kept them in there. We had a stable
mm-hmm.
Inside the barn and stalls
mm-hmm.
inside the barn where we would go take them to milk
mm-hmm.
and to, you know, like if they were sick or get them out of the weather in really bad weather,
mm-hmm.
they would be taken into the barn and put in a stall.
Mm-hmm.
And that general area could be called the stable.
Uh-huh. Did you have a place outside for milking? Do you know what you would call such a place? Like
pasture.
Milk gap or cow pen, or you're not familiar with?
Maybe cow pen, yeah.
Okay. How about a place where you keep hogs and pigs?
Pig pen.
All right.
Hog pen.
Which?
Both.
Both. Okay.
It depends on whether or not my mother was describing how dirty I was. You know, it's dirty as a pig pen, and the pigs were in the hog pen, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh. Okay. Do you know what they used to do with milk and butter before they had refrigerators to keep it cool in the summer?
It was kept in a root cellar, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Okay, how about potatoes and that kind of thing?
They were dried, and they were in piles.
Were they covered over?
Yes, they were covered over with trash and grass and hay and pine straw
mm-hmm.
into what they called potato pile.
Okay. Ever hear potato bank?
I've heard it, yeah.
Would you say it?
Potato bank.
Okay. What would you call a commercial farm where they raise cows for milk and butter?
Dairy farm.
Is that the only use you'd make of the word dairy? That kind of farm?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call a place around the barn where the animals might walk around?
Barnyard.
All right. And then you've already said the place where the cows graze is the...
pasture.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have anything to do with raising cotton?
No. My grandfather did. Grandpa did.
Uh-huh. Which grandfather's this? Uh-huh. Do you know what they call it when they would get out with a hoe and thin the cotton out?
Chopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chopping cotton.
Yeah, that's it, all right. I'm really surprised that you know all these things. How about names for undesirable grass that grows up in a cotton field?
Weeds.
Any specific kinds?
The ones that come to mind are bitterweed, milkweed, and Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's about all I can think of. What are some more? I'm sure I've heard some more.
Well, I don't know. A lot of people say Bermuda grass and crabgrass.
Yeah. I've heard all those.
Well, it varies depending on
what
part
grass,
of the country.
Johnson grass, bitterweeds,